Date 8, Children of God. 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. Opening Prayer. It's Not a Journey by Allison Kane. Is it a journey or a rhythm? I believe it's more than a journey or a walk with God, more than this linear landscape I've embraced for so long. A journey feels fretfully long, lonely, exposed, and is so much easier to judge or be judged by the length and distance you have come. Two steps forward and three steps back, they say. But a rhythm. A rhythm allows you to step into the faithful symphony, always there and waiting for us to step up and join in the beauty, just as we are. Some days a trumpet, and others the old lady on the front pew who sings off key. But all are welcome. God created this world in a rhythmic fashion that's created all that's around us, here and in the heavens. His glory is in the rhythm woven into heartbeats, waves of the ocean lapping on the shores, steady seasons, phases of the moon and sunrises and sunsets. He's in the rhythm of raindrops falling, rocking chairs, the beating of butterfly wings, the hum of a content child, twinkle of a star and the sway of trees in the gentle wind or wild gale. He is in the rhythm of labor pains and the final breaths at death, laughter and tears that flow down warm cheeks, buoys riding the waves in the vast expanse of the oceans, a newborn's cry, the blooming of a flower, and even the rise of proofing bread. Step into the gentle movement and rhythm that surrounds you. Join the rhythmic symphony of creation, just as you are, with no judgment or expectations, and simply ask, what melody is your life playing? Scripture reading, 1 John 3, 1-3, ESV. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. 1 John 3, 1-3, The Message. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who He is or what He's up to. But friends, that's exactly who we are, children of God. And that's only the beginning. Who knows how we'll end up? What we know is that when Christ is openly revealed, we'll see Him and in seeing Him, become like Him. All of us who look forward to His coming stay ready with the glistening purity of Jesus' life as a model for our own. Closing Prayer. Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11, The Message. So this is my prayer, that your love will flourish and that you will not only love much, but well. Learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush. Live a lover's life, circumspect and exemplary, a life Jesus will be proud of, bountiful in fruits from the soul, making Jesus Christ attractive to all, getting everyone involved in the glory and the praise of God. Amen.